This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
A recent study by the Institute of Medicine found that binge drinking and prescription drug abuse are growing problems among military personnel. Alcoholism and addiction are often factors in suicide cases, which are also on the rise. Today, WUKY begins a two-part series exploring why veterans turn to alcohol and drugs and what changes are being made to curb substance abuse. Brenna Angel reports.
Of course, we partied hard. We partied really hard. I went to Eastern Kentucky University for my undergraduate, and I was in a fraternity. They don't party nearly as hard as the Navy does.
That's 27-year-old Ryan Donahue, a Louisville native who served 4 years in the Navy as an aircraft mechanic. Donahue says when service members got a chance to break up the monotony of constant training and work, they were ready to cut loose.
When you are deployed for 6-7 months, every day is the same. I mean, you're shooting off airplanes, the same time launches, the same inspections, every day is the same.
The U.S. has been involved in two wars over the past decade, and alcohol has always been a part of military culture. But the rise in substance abuse and military suicides called for a serious look at the issue. Researchers found that in 2008, the most recent year data were available, 47% of active-duty military personnel had engaged in binge drinking. 11% reported misuse of prescription drugs. Dr. Charles O'Brien from the University of Pennsylvania chaired the committee that wrote a recent report on the problems for Congress and the Department of Defense.
It's the availability of drugs, it's the stress that they're under, and it's a problem for them while they're on active duty as well as when they're discharged and they're now veterans.
My first go-around, I was a clean-cut kid.
Matt McKenzie is a sergeant in the Army National Guard who served two tours in Iraq. The church-going kid from a small town in eastern Kentucky was just 20 when he first deployed in 2004, and he quickly learned that emotions have consequences, so he buried them, even the images from roadside bombs.
We showed up, and, you know, there's just limbs everywhere. I mean, he's two little girls, just, you see arms here, I mean, just destroyed. And I mean, I know I came home, I was just the most cold-heartedest person you would have ever met.
By the time McKenzie's tour was up, his demeanor had changed. He says something as simple as a chicken dinner with his parents took him back to the monotony of war.
You won't understand what it's like for the Army to cook 50 different ways of chicken. Grilled chicken, barbecue chicken, chicken on a bob. I mean, I remember coming home and my mom's like, well, we're going to have barbecue chicken. Your dad's going to grill out. Like, I'm going somewhere else to eat.
McKenzie's unit deployed to Iraq again in 2009, and the stress of combat and reintegration also returned, this time with the added weight of being a newlywed.
I was married for 2 months and then I was gone for 8. Coming home, my wife was constantly saying, I need your help. I need you to do this. And I would just sit there and want to drink a beer. It's like, I just need to sit here and relax for a minute.
McKenzie also turned to fellow guardsmen and watched old war movies as ways to cope. He says reports of increased alcohol use in the military aren't surprising.
And there's some people that can handle their alcohol, and then there's others that just use it as a numbing factor.
The military is looking at intervention programs to help veterans with post-traumatic stress, depression, and substance abuse. Coming up on Thursday, WUKY will look at the effectiveness of current programs and other possible solutions. For WUKY News, I'm Brenna Angel.